Well, welcome to today's encore presentation of the world-famous Phil Henry Show. This is September the 7th, 2021, and as you know, we love going back 1 year from the present date just to kind of see how we sounded, what we looked like, what was going on in the world at that particular time. And at that particular time, what do you think happened? I got booted off of Facebook because I had the audacity to post a picture of our victorious 101st Airborne having captured a Nazi flag at a German command post during D-Day, and that was deemed as hate speech by the massive brains at Facebook. Anyway, David G. Hall came on and was angry at me for getting booted, and as I remember, I was on my way to Florida to celebrate my birthday with Jackie, and we did the show from Florida about this very thing, only I couldn't do a Facebook Live. I couldn't do the show on the website, and so I think we actually used Jackie's Facebook Live page. I mean, this is the kind of machination, this is the kind of dishonesty, this is the kind of low-down, dirty, rotten, stinking... I'll do it. I'll do it. Thank you for listening, folks. Let's listen now to September 7th, 2020, on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Just sit down, Phil.
Sit down, Phil.
And welcome, everybody, to the world-famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. My name is Robert Leonard. I got General Galen Shaw here.
Yes, how you doing? Here is Margaret Gray.
Hello, everyone. And this is Bud Dickman.
Yeah, hey, and here's Phil Henry.
All right, so today we got David G. Hall who wants to climb up my you-know-what.
Well, Phil, do you blame him?
Yes, I do blame him. Absolutely.
But what is this? This is the thing with the Facebook.
I do blame him.
Well, what's the... what is it?
It's a Facebook. Mr. Henry posted Nazi stuff.
I did not... I posted a photograph from World War II that was a picture of the 101st Airborne General.
Yeah, the battered bastards of Bastogne.
Yeah, I mean, it was... A nice picture. It was a picture of them holding a Nazi flag.
Right there. There's where you made your faux pas. They're holding the Nazi flag, you see.
Yeah, but I mean, they were doing that because they beat the Nazis.
Right?
That's why they held the flag.
What do you mean?
Hey, look, Dickman, I'm going to come across this table. Wait a minute. But the reason why they were holding the Nazi flag, the 101st Airborne, the battered bastards of Bastogne, one of the most storied and legendary units in all of the United States military, is because they had stormed a command post that was being held by the Nazis. What are you looking at?
I just noticed that this one fingernail...
Tell me, are you listening to me or not, man?
Sorry.
I'll do it. The battered bastards of Bastogne. Battered bastards of Bastogne.
Yeah, they're the same guys. Oh, yeah. The 101st Airborne... They stormed the beach in Omaha. What are you doing, Dickman?
I'm sorry, my fly is stuck.
I'm going to kick your ass.
I'm just...
The battered... Your fly's stuck. You know what? Your nose is stuck in it.
What?
If this kid...
Wait. All right. The battered bastards of Bastogne.
The battered bastards of Bastogne.
Now, why are they called that?
Well, you see...
Are we going to tell this story? Let me tell it. I've got it. The battered... They were called that because at Bastogne they did something else great. But this is before they got there.
Right, so, I'm not...
Let me, because I'm the guy in contact.
All right, go ahead. I'm trying to help you. You got to tell it better.
Yeah, you got to tell it good, Mr. Henry.
I'm telling it good. The 101st...
Yeah, the battered bastard.
The battered... Never mind the battered... The 101st...
You're talking... Phil, it sounds as if they're like a chicken leg or something. You're talking about batter?
Oh, man.
Are you trying to be funny?
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
The battered bastards of Bastogne. You know what Bastogne is?
I do not know.
It was a battle in World War II.
Oh, yes, that's right. Now I know.
Yeah, and the battered bastards of Bastogne were immersed in chicken leg. God damn it.
They were not... They were guys that fought against the Nazis, and they had a great... They did a great job there. I'm not going to get into the battered bastards of Bastogne right now. I want to talk to you exclusively now.
Okay, but it had nothing to do with being in batter.
Man, you are dumb and you look, man.
One more... I swear to God, bud, one more comment out of you. I
said one more moment.
One more mama?
You said that.
No, I didn't. I said one more comment out of you.
God damn, Mr. Henry.
The 101st Airborne at Omaha Beach, General, right?
Yes.
They stormed the beach. They stormed a German command post. They took the Nazi flag that was flying there, and they had themselves photographed in it. Photographed
in it? What, were they wearing it?
I'm only kidding. They had themselves photographed with it. And I think the guy's name, I just looked it up. Is it James McLaughlin?
Here, I think I've got it right here.
How could you have it right there when you don't even know what it is? You don't even know who the hell we're talking about.
Wait a minute. I did have it.
What the hell is this now? Look at this. It's a beautiful note from Jackie saying that how proud she is of you.
All right, I'll do it. Thank you very much. Gavishan, can we read it?
No, you can't read it.
Getting back to the battered bastards of Bastogne. Yeah, forget about all the love notes. Let's talk about the battered... See, now I'm getting confused.
James Flanagan is his name. God ding dang. James Flanagan parachuted into Normandy hours before the U.S. Army's 4th Infantry Division was to land at Utah Beach on June 6th. So I had Omaha wrong. Anyway, he and his fellow airborne soldiers came down in the middle of the night, charged with removing any German resistance. Right, General?
Right. Now, a lot of the things they don't tell you about the airborne in those days, during that particular operation, they were scattered all over the place because of anti-aircraft fire, because some of these planes, they just got lost, all kinds of things. So our guys were landing everywhere, and it confused the Germans.
Right. And one of the units that landed was this parachute division, or part of this parachute group with the 101st Airborne. They landed. They came down in the middle of the night, charged with removing any German resistance along the vulnerable causeways that led inland from the beach. And that would be the prelude to the largest amphibious invasion.
Talk about D-Day now.
Yeah, man. Yes, I'm talking about D-Day. After landing, they took out this command post, and they were mopping up near this captured farm complex. And they had this flag that they captured. The Nazi flag had been, quote, liberated from the enemy command post headquarters in the farm complex that they now occupied. When this picture was wired back to the States, it became one of the most widely distributed newspaper photos taken from the events of June the 6th. And there it is.
Right. That's James Flanagan there, part of our wonderful airborne.
Yeah, and he's holding the flag. Well, is David there?
Yeah, David's hanging on the phone, man. He's going to be really pissed off.
I don't give a shit. What do you think about that?
Oh, my God. Phil, watch it. That girl, can you?
Wait a minute. Get him on the phone. David G. Hall, who is the vice president of syndication with us here at the... Actually, a partner in our company, world-famous Phil Henry Show, Henry Radio Incorporated, is on the phone with us. David, I know that you're on your way to dinner.
I'm on my way to take some friends home. I'm on the freeway. I get the word you got bounced off of Facebook because you're promoting the Nazis.
No, that is not right.
Well, then why did they bounce you, didn't they?
Yeah, they bounced me. They bounced me off because I put a picture up. Did you not hear what we were talking about?
No, I'm not hearing what you are. You're on the air right now.
We're on the air right now, David. We've been talking about this for the last 15 minutes.
Excuse me, Margaret. You know, with all due respect, I love you and I respect you. I think you're a great woman. I'm talking to Phil right now, if you don't mind.
I will not be shut up.
I know. God knows I know that. I'm just saying, can I get the news, the word here from Phil?
I'm trying to tell you, we've been talking about this for the last 15 minutes. What have you been doing?
I've been driving a car. Oh, my God.
All right, take it easy, David.
David, don't start breaking down and crying. Are you all right, Mr. Hall?
I'm fine. I'm driving an automobile. I got my friends here. I got my girlfriend. Okay, I'm calm. God.
What Phil was doing is he was describing to people the photograph that he posted. Never mind, you do it. I was describing to people. My nose is stuffed up, General.
Yeah. Phil was describing...
Your nose is... What's going on there anyway?
Phil was describing to people the photograph that he posted, the Nazi paraphernalia that you think he posted, was actually a photograph of the 101st Airborne capturing a Nazi flag.
The what?
The 101st Airborne in World War II.
I know them.
Yeah, the battered bastards of Bastogne.
The what?
All right, listen. Everybody be quiet. These guys were a highly decorated airborne unit. They were the 101st Airborne. If you haven't heard about them, then I don't know what else to tell you. But they were decorated throughout the war. They made their way all the way across Europe. They actually helped capture the Berchtesgaden, which was Hitler's headquarters.
All right, so I know you know all about World War II history. I get that. I'm trying to figure out what you're doing promoting Nazis.
I'm not promoting Nazis. I had a picture of the damn guys liberating the flag from this command post. There they were. It was a famous picture. Went all over America in World War II at the end of the war. And there you go.
All right, so this has got nothing to do with you propping Nazis. They just bounced you because what?
Because they're too stupid at Facebook to know the difference between promoting Nazis and putting up a historical picture that shows a victory over the Nazis.
Because they're too stupid. You're just, oh, Jesus. But I'm talking to a guy over here.
Hey, David, do you mind?
I'm sorry. I got people in the car, so I thought I'd try to find somebody who understands me. And
I understand you perfectly, David. You don't understand what I'm saying. I'm telling you that I wasn't propping Nazis. I posted this picture of these victorious American soldiers who were showing this as a trophy.
That was it, David. It's like a trophy they took, this Nazi flag.
What was this thing I got today saying that your account's restricted? I mean, what the hell is going on over there? Do you know the time and the energy that we spend on social media? The time and the energy that we spend in attempting to figure out the metrics so that we can make you a household name? Do you understand it?
Yes, I understand. Do you understand the difference between a historical picture and somebody trying to prop Nazis?
I guess not.
Yeah, well, that's it.
Anybody else? What about you, bud?
Yeah, and it's pretty much the way Mr. Henry's seen it. And I seen it the same way as, you know, as it went down.
Sorry I asked. What about you, Robert?
Yeah, I mean, that's it. They posted this picture and they said it was promoting Nazis, not promoting Nazis at all.
It showed a victory over the Nazis, not some promotion of hate speech.
I don't know. Those guys, I got off the phone with Reb Aberdeen, you know, the guy who works over there marketing at Facebook. And I said to him, Red, you know, you're a great guy. A lot of good guys over there, Phil. A lot of good guys.
I believe it.
Okay. I said, but you guys are so stupid, it makes me want to cry. And he's laughing, he goes, ha, 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 ha. I said, no, I'm serious. I said, what's the guy's name, Zuckerdean or?
Zuckerberg.
Mark Zuckerberg.
Zuckerberg?
Zuckerberg.
Right, Zuckerberg. I said, you and that Zuckerberg, you guys are so stupid that I want to drop to my knees and weep. Weep for humanity. And he's like, ha, 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 ha. He thinks everything's a big joke with those guys over there.
What are you going to do about that? I mean, why is it so important to fill me on Facebook?
Are you kidding? That's the number one social media site.
Yes, number one social media site in all of the world.
Well, big deal.
The point is that we got to be on Facebook. Phil's got a fan page over there. They got the BSP page over there. He's got his own...
Hey, you know what, man? What do you want from me, okay?
Phil, just try to not be so kind. By the way, I saw the pre-show. Good luck holding on to subscribers after that.
You know what? I'm not gonna hold back my feelings at a very, very pivotal time in the history of this country. I'm not gonna hold my goddamn feelings back because you may think it's bad for business. I think there's a lot of people out there that agree with me. It was on the pre-show. It's subscriber only. People didn't see it, so there.
Well, let me just describe to you what.
No, you don't have to do that. You're defeating the purpose.
Don't you understand, David? That automatically defeats the purpose of what you're talking about.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. Why don't you just turn around and make out with your girlfriend? So,
where are you? What are you doing?
What?
What are you doing?
I'm going to dinner. I got some friends here. I got Margo and Tim. And I went to go. So we're on our way to dinner, and I heard that you somehow got bounced for hate speech.
No, I did not get bounced for hate speech. I posted this.
What are you doing posting Nazi stuff for anyway?
I thought it was, you know, Antifa. Okay?
Holy Jesus. Phil, I understand that you're very motivated.
David, what I want to do...
Whoa. I understand how motivated you are. I understand you care about the country. I get it. You're an entertainer.
David.
You're an entertainer. It doesn't mean you can't have opinions. It doesn't mean that you can't have views. But the people out there want you to jump up and down and swing from your... I hate to say it. They want you to jump up and down and swing from your tail. Okay?
David, that's a little belittling.
Wait. I'm not talking to you, General, with all due respect. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I understand.
They want you to jump up in town, go, you know, swing from the tail, and guess what they do? They put money in the cup. Money in the cup!
David, that is the most demeaning thing I've ever heard.
Oh, Margaret, give it a rest, will you? Phil knows the game. He knows what's up. This is a guy that is an entertainer for a living. He's not a politico. You're not some guy that's out there stumping on a, you know, making speeches to become governor. You're a guy that goes out there and goes, whee! You swing from your tail, you turn around, you show your rear end, and you hold the cup. Do you understand? Do you understand?
I understand, yes. What I was trying to say...
I'm not interested in what you're trying to say. I'm interested in what you're trying to do. And what you're trying to do right now is take everything that we've worked for, everything that we've sweated for, everything that we've given up our lives for. We're right here. We're right on the edge, Phil. We're right at the... We're about to launch off into a whole new area of entertainment. And what do? You post a picture of a Nazi.
It wasn't a Nazi. It was a flag.
All right, the flag.
Come on. You know what, Hall? Quit being so demonstrative and exhibitionist about this.
look at the big words there on the general.
I'm telling you, you're gonna push me too far.
Keep your eye on the ball around there, okay? I'm on my way to dinner. I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to maybe what is the best clam dip. They tell me the clam dip is great here. Is that right, Eddie?
That's my understanding.
Great clam dip.
Oh, you're going to a place with great clam dip.
Okay, never mind.
David, that's the stupidest thing we've ever heard.
You talk about clam dip.
No. It's okay. It's fine. It's fine. You do whatever you want, Phil. You go ahead and post Hitler's resignation speech. You go ahead and put the Reichstag. All just goose steppers are us. Anything you want. Sell those big boots. Sell those jodhpur pants. Why don't you sell those Nazi armbands while you're at it? Go ahead and flush down the toilet everything that I've worked.
I'm not doing anything of the sort, and you know it. I brought it up. The reason why I brought it up is because I thought that the Facebook was being really stupid.
Well, that helps. That helps a lot.
What the hell are you trying to do?
I don't know, Margo. You know, one of the things...
You talk to me and not your friends in the car.
These people are taking me to some of the best clam dip.
Oh, the best clam dip. He really did say that.
You talk about the clam dip, man. You can get clam dip in the store. Just get that envelope stuff.
The envelope stuff? Do you guys understand what good clam dip is? I hope you all burn. Burn slow and still believe in Jesus.
You know what, man? You are...
You hear what you just went? You went... You sounded half mad, Phil, and I don't blame you for sounding half mad after waving a swastika all over the internet this afternoon.
David G. Hall, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, now you done did it.
And by the way, when did your language get so fractured?
I'm using that to emphasize a point. Now you did it. You gave that man a reason to further distance you from himself, the company, and ultimately toward expulsion and firing.
He's not going to fire, Phil. This is the guy, he's the goose that laid the golden egg.
When you hung up on him, what do you think he's going to do?
I think he's going to say, why'd you hang up on me? And I'll say, I had to hang up on you, David, because I had to take a break and get on some other shit.
Oh, my God.
Jesus Christ, Phil.
Something's done, you all right?
Don't you ever talk to me like that again.
I'm sorry.
Don't you ever raise your voice to me like that again.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, my nose is stuffed up. You've been talking about your nose being stuffed up for a week. Now, what are you jamming up there anyway?
Yeah, Mr. Henry, what's going on anyway? You know, we got to figure this out. Okay, sorry.
Nothing's going on, man. The weather's weird. I don't know what it is, man. My nose is stuffed up. Allergies, something. Dry. Isn't that what happens? I got all kinds of crap's happening to me. The older I get, the more crap happens to me.
So, in other words, your health is suffering.
No, my health isn't suffering. It's just a lot of crap that's happening to me. That's all I can tell you. Jeff Dowder is going to join us, and this will be a nice change of pace. I don't exactly know where we're going to go with it.
Got David Hall on the line.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Well, look, Phil, you hung up on the guy.
Yeah, David. Yeah, he's here. Yeah. Poughkeepsie, it's about 5 miles.
Give me the phone. Yeah, David.
You hung the phone up on me.
Yeah, I did hang the phone up on you.
Okay. I'll see you when I get over to the restaurant. I thought I wanted to call you because a couple people want autographs.
Well, he said he wanted to talk to you.
We'll be right back. This is The World. We got Jeff Dowder coming up. And
this is The World, all right.
This is The World, and you're living in it, friend. We got Jeff Dowder coming up with this new feature. What is this?
Jeff Dowder, it's called Movies, his top 10 movies of all time.
Movies, let me see this. It says Jeff Dowder's top movies of the top movies of all time. Is he an idiot or something? He forgot to...
Didn't correct it.
Well, what's his top movie?
Well, he's got a movie here that he wants to tout. He says that it's one of the most influential science fictions ever made, and he'd like to talk about us here on these here... I mean, on this...
On these airwaves, right after this.
Hi, Bill Cupertino back here for The Beef Slicer. You know, Bill Cupertino is the guy who slices the beef so thin, you can read newspapers, novels, you can look through it and see your future. That's the thing about Bill Cupertino's thin slice. Now, I suggest you come down to Bill Cupertino. I'll slice it thin. I'll slice it thinner than you've ever seen it. And you'll love it. You'll enjoy it. You won't be able to eat any of it because it's barely... And it won't fill you up. It's air, basically. It's two pieces of fat with air. Bill Cupertino slices it thin, slices it right, and does it on Mondays, Tuesdays, and Fridays. You see? So Wednesday and Thursday, he's not in? That's right. He's at home slicing beef. Bill Cupertino, I hope you join me and watch me as I slice it thin, so thin,
you can see expanses, whole expanses in front of you. Fill you up? Forget it. Help with any kind of starvation or hunger? Hell no. Bill Cupertino, we slice it thin. Slicing it thin at 5th and Flagler. Come on and see me. I hope you do. Be fun. At Meisler's Mufflers since 1958, we've been taking the muffler off as well as putting the muffler on. Sometimes you want to uncork it for New Year's Eve. You want your car to sound like it's pretty badass, something that can race from 0 to 60 in a half a second. Come on into Meisler's Mufflers. We'll rip the muffler off, make it sound like you've got two rocket engines in there, and then bang, off you go with all kinds of black smoke and your girlfriend wanting you to drop her off at the next light. Meisler's Mufflers since 1958. Bring it in, leave it, and don't pick it up.
Here's the world-famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. Here now is Phil Henry.
All right, thank you very much. Thank you. Now, out at Steve Bozell's place in Corona, California, Stephen Bozell is out there with Jeff Dowder. And will you guys play miniature golf?
We played some three par. Jeff wanted to come out here and talk to you about that movie that he had seen, because he'd heard we'd had a little hint of fire out here in Goobner Canyon.
Jeff's there?
Yeah, Jeff. I'm right here. I just was hanging with the Bozell family.
The Bozell?
The Bozell family, because when I heard that there a fire had erupted on Goobner at Goobner Creek, look at that.
That's badass. That's the fire department's out here. This year we got Cooch County and supporting units from L.A. County.
Now, and the other thing I wanted to mention, too, Mr. Henry, is that L.A. County, you know, they used to bare-ass.
Okay. I don't think we want to reference that anymore.
Yeah, forget about that.
Okay, but I mean, Mr. Bozell had said that they bare-assed him.
They haven't BA'd me in a long time. We also got help from Cooch, from Fire Chief Gillespie at Cooch, at the Cooch County Fire People. But, you know, I've got very dry brush out behind me, Mr. Henry, and, you know, California has been a blaze here for the last few days.
Or like a few weeks.
Yeah, a few weeks.
It's terrible, and it happens every year, and my hat is off to the greatest firefighters in the world, California, and also the guys that are coming in from all over the world.
But we've had people here, look at this right here, look at it.
There's another one right now, they're bringing it in, yeah. Go, man, go.
They're doing water drops here. Yeah, looking good. And, we got firefighters in from Australia, from New Zealand.
Yeah, California's a lot of friends. A lot of friends around the globe.
Yeah, Australians to New Zealand. We got firefighters in from Australia and New Zealand.
Yeah. What about... Oh, I'm sorry. And also, you know, other countries. I just don't know which ones they are. Low and smooth, man.
Jeff, did you want to... But the reason why we have you on...
Well, that's it, Mr. Ryan. I wanted to talk to you about... the top movies of all time. These are really trend-setting movies that I've been studying over the last few months, and I wanted to see if I couldn't interest you in having a regular feature on your program, you know, where we talk about trend-setting movies and everything like that.
You told me about it, and I thought it sounds pretty good, Mr. Henry. I'd like to...
So just so I'm clear, you wound up over at Steve's house because...
He heard about it. Here it comes again.
Yeah, man. Bullseye, baby.
Yeah. He'd heard that we'd had some fire at Goobner Canyon, so he called me up and said, can I come over and take a look? I said, yeah. He said, I just want to come over and take pictures. And I'm like, whatever, you know. And
what do you mean, take pictures?
Well, I mean, I just wanted to come over and see what it looked like, you know. And he said, yeah, okay. And I came over.
I thought you were going to bring over some coffee or...
I'm sorry, man. I didn't remember. But then when I got here, and here he goes again. Look, right there.
There he is. Yeah, baby.
So when I got over here, then I said, well, you know, as long as I'm here, can I use your phone? And he goes, no. And then I realized that I had my cell phone.
Then you realized you had your cell phone, and that means you're going to do the report on your cell phone.
Yeah, well, that's...
I think that's a good idea, instead of using my phone.
Okay. That's what I'll do then.
Wait a minute. You had to. You clowns had to confer to figure out which phone you're going to use.
I mean, I came over here. It's not. It's more complicated. He came over. He wanted to see what the air, what the water drops look like. Then he said, "Oh, I got to get on the air with Mr. Henry." And I said, "Do you want to use my phone?" I said, "Yeah." And then I noticed he had his phone in his hand. I said, "Wouldn't you rather dial that one?" And he goes, "Yeah, I would also like to do that." So
I wonder, are we going to be hearing that throughout the entire? It's pretty loud, man.
We'll back, you know, back up here on the porch. So what I want to talk to you about, Mr. Henry, though, and Mr. Bozell has been interested in this for quite some time. Because are you into sci-fi?
I'm very much into science fiction. I mean, I like the science fiction movies. I like the whole concept of science fiction insofar as it is, you know, I don't know, just...
insofar that it's science, it's actual fiction.
Well, yeah, I mean, it sounds stupid, but I like science fiction as long as it's really fiction. And it's not real because, you know, you've mentioned that movie 20 Days Later, wherever that is.
Yeah, it's 28 Days Later.
Okay, you mentioned 28 Days Later. And I'm going, okay, like that, it's science fiction, I hope, because if it's not fiction, I mean, what are we trying to, you know?
Well, no, man, it's fiction.
Yeah, 28 Days Later is total fiction.
Okay. So that's why I like it, you know?
Yeah, I think anybody would like 28 Days Later. No one's going to like 28 Days Later if it isn't fiction, because then we're not in the movie. We're actually, it's actually happening to us.
Well, that's the whole point, yeah, right there. Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. That's the whole point. So...
So what do you got for us today, Jeff?
Well, what I have for you today, Mr. Henry, is a movie called It, The Terror from Beyond Space. Now, you may recall Steven Spielberg had a film out called It, and that's about a clown and everything like that. And it was about a clown. So this is not about a clown, although when you see the creature, it's kind of... It's almost clown-like the way the creature looks because they gave it a big smile, and it looks like a lizard with a smile.
Yeah, I saw a little bit of it, Mr. Henry. Jeff was screening it here at my house, and it's a giant reptilian-like creature, but it has kind of a half smile, almost like a kind of a smile that you'd have when you're like, boy, I really got you, you know?
But what are you talking about, a half smile? You say that the creature is smiling at you as if he's got like he thinks it's funny?
Yeah, it's almost like he thinks it's funny. Yeah, but anyway, the movie is called It, The Terror from Beyond Space, and it's about a guy who's coming back to Earth from Mars, okay? Okay, Mr. Henry?
Yeah, I'm hearing you.
Okay, and...
We're all here, Jeff, so go ahead.
Yeah, go on.
Yeah, I'm here.
I'm here, too.
Oh, okay, perfect. What about you, Mr. Bozell?
Yeah, I'm listening to you, too.
Oh, okay, so... Well, here comes another air tanker.
I don't give a damn about that.
Forget about the air tanker.
Okay, so, in the movie... This dude's coming back from Mars, and he comes back from Mars. And they go, what happened to everybody that was with you? And he goes, they got eaten by a thing that had stowed away. And they're like, no, you're full of it, man. And they figure he killed everybody on the ship for their rations because he got hungry and they had more rations than he did, something like that.
Because he killed every man on the ship.
Yeah, General, I mean, I don't know. That's what they thought. I mean, that's the way they're... Where the plot goes. And anyway, he goes, no, that's not what happened, you know, and I want to prove it, you know. I want to go back to Mars or something. And,
what do you mean, did you watch this movie?
Well, okay, but here's what basically happens, though, is he goes back with another crew to find out what happened, even though he knows what happened, but he's got to go back and he's got to prove what happened because right now they're thinking he stole all their food and their water and killed them all. So he goes back. On a spaceship.
Well, why? Where is he going back to?
He's going to go back to Mars, okay, and land the spaceship, and then they're going to take off. And anyway, the movie, what happens is the creature stows away, the same creature that killed all the crew on the last time that he was out. And this time, the creature, you know, is stowing away.
God damn, man. Are you going to show me this movie? Or
I already showed you part of it. The creature stows away and attacks them again. And this time they are successful in you know, fighting off the creature.
Yeah, what happens, Mr. Henry, is they...
I'm doing it, man.
You know what? I'm sitting here listening to him. What happens, Mr. Henry, is it essentially ends the way Alien does.
Yeah, that's the movie that... See, I wanted to say, man.
All right, go ahead.
the movie ends the way Alien does. They suck all the oxygen out of the spaceship. They put on their pressure suits, so they suck the oxygen out of the spaceship. And the creature is sucked out through the airlock, like, halfway.
Yeah, it's hanging out halfway.
Right.
All right, so this is why you say that this is an influential movie.
Yeah, it's influential because without it, the terror from beyond space, you're never going to have Alien. He'll never.
It very much is like Alien in so many different ways. The only difference is that in Alien, the creature come out of John Hurt's stomach because it laid an egg in there. And this one, it's just hanging. It's hiding in a footlocker or something. Yeah, it's down in the lower reaches of the spaceship, and it comes out because it's been hiding and everything.
Okay, so this movie, I remember this flick. You remember? Did you go see it? No, I was too young. The movie came out. I was like 6 years old when it came out, but I remember it being advertised on television. And
well, it was in the movie theaters briefly.
Yeah, it was in the movie theaters, and they advertised this thing, and they even showed you the creature, and it was pretty grotesque. Some of the advertising.
Well, like the advertising.
I'll do it, man.
The advertising was it eats bone and drinks blood.
Yeah, that was it. That was it.
Yeah, and so. It was pretty badass, and
But you don't sound really clear.
No, you don't sound clear. You're very iffy on the plot.
Well, I mean, you can figure out what happened.
Did you see it or not, man?
Did I what?
Did you see the movie?
I saw part of it. Okay.
You saw part. What's the point of this guy coming on here, Phil, and reviewing the movie, Jeff? If you didn't see it,
I saw it. Yes, I did see it. But look, the movie's one of those movies you can guess what's in most of it, okay? And basically, it's a creature stows away and it eats the crew, only the second time out, it doesn't eat the crew.
Yeah, it does not eat the crew the second time, Mr. Henry. It, you know, just doesn't eat the crew.
And why is that? Because it just decided it didn't want to eat the crew? It was full or what?
No, it wasn't full. They sucked the air out of the spaceship.
Oh, so that's exactly how Alien ended.
Yeah, that's exactly how the movie Alien with Sigourney Weaver ended, where she, what does she do? She forces the oxygen, the atmosphere, out of that little space capsule they're in.
Yeah, right. And she got into the spacesuit, so she was totally pressurized and sucked it out into outer space.
Yeah, and I thought that was very interesting how they done did that.
Did you? But you didn't see the movie.
What, Alien?
No, the movie.
We're talking about It, the thing that, God.
It's called It, the terror from, God, General. It's called It.
The It, what is it called?
The It.
The It. It's called It.
Yeah, but I mean, you guys are asking about it.
The movie's called It, The Terror from Beyond Space.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, the It. No, not the It. Not the It, but the It. The movie's called It. Then it's Terror from Beyond Space.
No, it's The Terror.
It, The Terror from Beyond Space.
Yeah, that's it. And, I mean, that's not it, but...
We get it already.
All right, so, and that movie... was, you know, not that it was not reviewed, didn't have the highest critical reviews, but the audiences kind of dug it. And like I said, it was extremely influential.
Okay, so let me ask you something, man, about this movie. Who's the star?
The star is an actor named Marshall Thompson, and he had been, more recently, he had been in Battleground. He'd done a couple movies, and he's the guy that comes back and says, the crew got eaten by it, and they're all like, yeah, right. And he goes, okay, well, you know, let me blast off again, and I'll go back to Mars, then I'll go, you know, and then I'll blast off again.
What do you mean, blast off again?
The guy's trying to replicate the journey that he took the first time when the crew got eaten.
So he goes back to Mars with a bunch of guys and then blasts off from Mars in the hopes that this thing will stow away again.
Yeah, that's my read on it. Exactly. That's my read on it.
Well, your read on it, Jeff, is not necessarily the accurate take on this. We're trying to find out what the plot is.
I mean, I told him, too. I said, God, how can you review a movie that you've never seen?
What do you got to see, man? I did see it, man, for all intents and purposes.
No, you didn't, man. You just said that you didn't. So we got you reviewing a movie. All right, so anyway, they go back to Mars to do what?
They go back to Mars to go back to Mars, and then they launch, off from Mars again. They went back to Mars to entice it to stow away again.
To entice it to stow away again.
Yeah, and then as they're coming back, he's got 9 new guys, a whole new crew, and sure enough, guess what happens? It attacks, and they yeah, you know, it like wipes out a bunch of guys, but it doesn't kill everybody until finally Marshall Thompson, who's one of the last dudes that's left in the spaceship, he just goes, yeah, you know, and he siphons all the air out, and the creature gets sucked halfway out, you know.
Yeah, that was an interesting part of it, Mr. Ender, where the creature got sucked out.
Yeah, they sucked it out. And
what was so interesting about that?
Well, I mean, it was just hanging there halfway between outer space and the inner and the in and the inside of the spaceship.
Right. So in a lot of ways, you know, it was like Alien. Because remember in Alien when she shot it out into outer space and then the alien tried to climb back in through the retro rockets?
Oh, that's right. And then she hit the afterburners.
Yeah, she hit the afterburners, just blasted it away. I'm not sure. I know. I don't think he did that, but it's dead. That's for sure.
All right, Jeff, thank you for that. So that's a review of It, The Terror from Beyond Space, which you consider to be one of the top science fictions of all time because why?
Because, well, it obviously influenced Alien, and it influenced a lot of, you know, movies like that.
All right. So next week, what movie you got for us?
I don't have any movie for you next week.
Well, are you going to come on weekly, or what's it going to be?
Well, I got to find another science fiction that's influential. I figure maybe like something about Martians.
Yeah, Martians is good. They are. Oh boy,
they got a million movies about Martians, man. Which one?
I'll find a good Martian movie.
Yeah, you do that, man. Find us another good Martian movie, and then come back and tell us about it.
I mean, I don't know why I get put down for this, Mr. Ender. I'm trying to do. I think it's a very, very interesting aspect, you know, of movies.
It's very good, Jeff, if you can find some films that you've actually seen and not just guess at how the movie went.
Well, I bet you anything, if you go see this movie. You know, it that came from beyond.
The terror that came from space.
Yeah, it, the terror that came from the space.
You guys are so stupid, it's beyond belief. You know that?
Whatever, man.
Okay, so good luck. See you next week with whatever movie you got.
Thanks a lot, Mr. Henry. And right now, Bugner Canyon's doing good. Lubner Canyon, they're going to have to moisten a little bit more.
Okay, so they got to moisten up Lubner Canyon.
I mean, Jesus, man.
Well,
you're the dude that said it. Well, that's what it's called, but I'm not out here going, yeah, lube it up.
You just said, can we grow up or just get off the air, one of the two? Thank you very much, guys. We'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, right, Mr. And don't forget.
Jeff Dowder, Steve Bozell, The It. The thing from...
That's called It, The Terror from Beyond Space.
It, The Terror from Beyond Space. A movie that is about a thing from Mars that wiped out a crew of guys. They went back to try to replicate it. The journey, that is. It killed a few more guys, but then they sucked it out into space by blowing all the oxygen out of the capsule. And that sounds exactly like Alien.
Well, there were a few more Alien. And let's tread very lightly when we talk about Alien, because Alien is the first real... badass mama sci-fi. Sigourney Weaver.
I know.
No, you don't know. Sigourney Weaver takes charge, takes names, lays it down. You got it. So, and then Aliens, of course.
Aliens was good.
But what didn't you like about it? Because I can tell you didn't like it.
No, I liked Aliens. I liked Aliens a lot. What I don't think I was crazy about were the next ones, you know?
Yeah, you didn't like the one, oh my God, and the alien can't a dog? They're like dogs running around and everything?
What are you talking about, man?
You didn't see Aliens?
Aliens? What was the one that, what was the Aliens? There was two Aliens.
There was Aliens, and then there was another Aliens.
The third Aliens is when the alien is born, and it's like a German Shepherd.
What the hell, man? No, it was. They were like alien dogs running. I don't know, man. But, you know, enough with aliens. Let's get us another sci-fi. Great influential sci-fis of the movie age. World famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by me, Phil Henry, for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One. Don't forget to hashtag your Phil Henry Show merch. Show us a picture of yourself wearing Phil Henry Show merch or a picture of yourself holding some Phil Henry Show merch. Hashtag it Phil Henry Show merch. Put it on Twitter, put it on Facebook, put it on Instagram, but put it there. Yes, and you could win yourself the merch of your choice at the end of this very week, right here. We'll be right back.
is Bud Dickman speaking.